International Apostolic Ministries presents to you the audio version of your online articles by your favorite I Am Family authors. Please also read this article online at iamtheway.org. In a recent article, Pat Halloran wisely places the need for the ecclesia to arise against the will of the devil. In Pat's article, he states, and I quote, "The rulers that are not human in these realms are, in fact, delegated authorities that are commissioned by Satan to attempt to take over lands, waters, regions, etc." End of quote. You see, there is much more to God's creation than what you can see and what science today mainly deals with. When I read that statement, my mind and heart were flooded with the kind of things that Jesus Christ did in his lifetime upon the earth, desiring to show us the will of his Father. These rulers are appointed by one egotistical, ravaging, tyrannical prince of darkness who rules by fear in order to get these fallen and rebellious angels to do his will upon the land. The will of God, however, has been in place all along and is not really an answer to the will of Satan. You see, the will of God remains forever and has been established as the will of the Father and Creator of all things. Yet this usurper and his minions are disrupting the will of God and deceiving the nations. They have even entered into the cellular levels of creation and distorted the will of God into Satan's will. Our answer, however, is eternal. It is in the eternals. You see, the will of the Father, the Creator, is what was established from the beginning, and the will of Satan is no different than the will of a man or any part of creation. The will of any created being is always trumped by the will of our Heavenly Father. Now, when the disciples of Jesus asked him, "Master, teach us to pray, even as John also taught his disciples how to pray," Jesus replied to this question with a clear and concise answer that was a principle more than any rote recital of magical words. Now, what Jesus said, I would like to amplify from the Greek textus Recepticus and say it this way: whenever you may be praying, as in proclamation or declaration kind of praying, be saying in words, "Father of us," and that would be the plural genitive case, "in the heavens," plural, "let the name of you be," and continue being, "holy," or holyized. When I use the term holyized, I mean that in the Greek it has an inference that the people will constantly see him as holy. Continuing to amplify the scripture, it then says, "Let her come, the kingdom of you. Let be being come." This is just as in the beginning when he said, "Light be." The will of you, and he caps it off with the destination of these strongs and authoritative proclamations by saying, "as in heaven." Now, this is the singular noun dative, so this is the specific heaven. This would be the throne room. And he says, "as in that heaven and on the land." So, more correctly viewed is the declarative statement, "Come, kingdom of God, be done, will of God, just as in your throne room, so it is on the land." Now, encapsulated within the revelation of this declaration is the will of the Father that is, and always has been, in the heaven of his throne. Jesus teaches his disciples, and that's you and me, to be proclaiming the rule and reign of God the Father upon the land that he has given to us for our inheritance, and to declare his will upon that land to be the same as the will of the Creator and King. The majesty of all creation has always willed it from his very throne room. So, practically speaking, I speak to every cell in my body that the will of the Father that has created you, and you will work according to his will. Thus, heaven comes through the veil of separation between heaven and the natural and demands his will upon the cells in my body, as opposed to the will of Satan, who wills sickness and disease and untimely death. I see the will of Satan working on my land that the Lord has given me for my inheritance, and I declare the rule and reign of God the Father upon and into the substances of that land. I demand the land's obedience to the will of the Father so that it must reject the will of Satan. Now, please notice that we do not have to face off the devil or his minions or any evil force with the strategic force of declarative prayer. We are establishing the will of the King, his rule and reign. We are dispelling the deceit of the usurper who has illegally placed his will into operation upon and in my land. My land is my body, my home, my family, my business, my properties, my region, even my nation. Now, there are other death blows that we can make to the will of Satan, but this is the beginning place for us to wrestle with those principalities and powers that have wickedly deceived the facets of creation around us. Now, this is where we're coming from when you hear us praying in such an authoritative manner, for we do not pray for God to heal the sick. We take our God-given authority over the body and see that disease is the deceiving will of Satan. Thus, we proclaim the will of the Father of Lights. Now, for your convenience, I have included in the article online the Greek interlinear of this important scripture in Luke 11, verse 2. Now, let us discuss how we should be dealing with principalities concerning our land. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places." Although many modern translations have replaced the word wrestle with other words, the Greek actually tends to be translated most correctly by using the English word for wrestle. Proclaiming the will of God to each and every situation is at least a major part of the wrestlings that we do with powers and principalities, but it is only the foundational part of this wrestling. Although we regularly cast out demons in the ministry of the Holy Spirit and in the working of miracles amongst the people, yet when it comes to dealing with principalities and powers, we're said to be wrestling as opposed to casting them out. I believe that this has to do with authoritative positioning of Satan's minions and their places over the land. So we wrestle with these land usurpers. In the sport of wrestling, you must displace your opponent. That is what is meant by the word wrestle and the displacement of your opponent. This is meant to be a scriptural strategic stance of opposition against Satan's hierarchy structure of placing a deceitful authority over the land to keep his will intact. Thus, we are to displace Satan's will with the will that always was and always will be. We can perhaps discuss in later treaties the other strategic aspects of this displacement factor. For your convenience, I've also included in the article online the Greek interlinear of this important scripture, Ephesians 6, verse 12. You have been listening to another audio version of our online articles. For more information, please go to iamtheway.org. If you are not already a member of our I Am family, please consider becoming a member today.